From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Recently, scientists discovered the fossil of a hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur which was bitten by a tyrannosaurus. A bite on a fossil is not that unusual, but this one helped settle an argument. Over the past few decades, some paleontologists maintained that T. rex was a ferocious hunter. Newer theories pointed to his useless forelimbs, small eyes, and huge olfactory chambers. He wouldn't have been able to grasp prey and may have had poor vision, but he would have been able to smell a rotting carcass from miles away. In other words, he was likely a scavenger. But the hadrosaur tail vertebrae in this fossil were fused together around a T. rex tooth. The wound had healed. This meant that the hadrosaur was alive when it happened and lived on, which strongly suggests that T. rex did in fact chase and catch it, almost. This brought up another question. Given his weaknesses, how did the tyrannosaur do it? A different set of scientists analyzed the leg mechanics of T. rex for bone stress. Proponents of T. rex the hunter had pointed to his speed, previously estimated at over 30 miles an hour. But this new research suggests that the foot bones, carrying his 7 tons of weight, would have shattered at that pace. The tyrannosaur's top speed was probably just about 12 miles per hour. And maybe that's why the duckbill got away. T. rex may have been an occasional hunter, but maybe not a very good one. I'm Scott Tinker with more breaking news from the ancient world.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.